And Richard's one of those names where how do you even get Dick out of Richard?
I don't know.
What we're going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen. Cave women. Neanderthal. Troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo.
We like food. We like food.
Right on.
Anytime someone brings us food. Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you. You know, one of the best things about showing up at a hotel, when they give you a warm cookie.
Yeah.
Right when you check in.
We're being told that it's National Cookie Day.
Yeah.
And our friends at the President Abraham Lincoln Hotel and Conference Center brought us a cookie because they give you cookies there
right.
at the hotel. You just
right.
walk in. You got to have a hotel room. You can't just.
Yeah.
Bums
I'm
like,
sure they'll give a kid a cookie if he goes up and says, can I have one?
But if some bum like Leech walks in there and says,
yeah,
I want a free cookie, you're not going to get one, stupid.
As he's holding up his cookie in the newsroom. Darn it! Oh, I only handed it off to TJ. Look at that. Okay.
Welcome to the Man Cave on News Talk 970 WMAY. Thank you for the free cookie.
Yeah, delicious. I'm looking forward to enjoying that with my coffee.
Anytime you got one.
Mm-hmm.
Our show brought to you by Ridings Plumbing. We are the plumbing company you can trust and rely on. And Mike Winmacher will be along here in just a moment. It's just a very busy day at the radio mm-hmm. station. A lot of people just doing things. So he'll be along to join us here.
Getting ready for the weekend, Johnny.
Man Cave. Had to break up an almost fist fight between Leech and Bishop.
Jeez. What a it's incredible.
I said it. He started it.
Yeah, he did start it. He absolutely did start it.
There was no reason. He just totally went for the jugular on you.
You know, 10 minutes before he got off the air, he's like, oh man, when Bishop gets in here, I'm going to say something.
Right, because he didn't
set him off.
You know, he's got 3 hours to scream his fool head off, but he just needs like 90 more seconds and directs it at you.
That's incredible.
I had your back on
that. Yeah,
one.
Good. I appreciate that. Because the last thing I need on a Friday after dealing with this crazy week is for some liberal jackass to come after me and try to say that I want to steal cable.
This isn't what I wanted you to do.
Let me ratchet it back a bit.
That's the opposite of what I wanted you to do.
I apologize.
Remember, the purpose of the man cave here is just to put all that stuff aside.
Put all of it away. Just put it in the closet, and you'll be able to bring it back out.
It just damages you. It just gives you an ulcer.
Uh-huh.
Today on the show, Deja Vu featured showgirl Penny Poison.
Penny Poison?
Is the name that her parents gave her.
I dip my wick in some poison.
Okay. She's going to be joining us probably at about 10:30 to talk
Sweet.
About her performance. She was did a show last night, and she's got shows tonight and tomorrow.
She's at pretty Deja Vu. Interesting
this
because
is,
she's into, like, body modification.
She's intense.
Yeah.
She's intense. She's, you know, she's tattoos and pierces and staples and anything else that goes. So we'll find out what that's all about, and I guess her show is equal. Equally, just like a sideshow, like a circus sideshow.
One of those things you may have seen back in the 20s.
Right.
In the caravans with the gypsies. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that's probably going to be some of the themes.
She may freak us out so much that we all leave and she's just here in the studio by herself.
And like, she takes over the show.
Sorry. We can't do this. But wanted to start the show off, 629-7970, with this question. Why did you get punched?
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
I love this question.
It is a good question.
Saw this one kind of going around on the internet a couple days ago. And I started thinking about it. I don't think I've been punched.
You've never been punched?
I don't think I have. Not legit. Well, no. I mean, like in junior high, I got punched.
Sure. Yeah, the last time I got punched was high school.
Yeah. But it wasn't. I was being punched by the school bully.
Oh,
and
well,
so there was no. I hadn't actually done
does that
it.
Count?
I don't know.
I mean, because if it's just the school bully punched me,
yeah.
You'd have to point out why the bully went after you.
Yeah.
Why did he go after you?
Well, because I'm me. That's why he went after me.
Because you're an easy target.
I know bullies don't need a reason. It's like, well, there's that guy standing
I guess
there.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll never forget this kid. He even had a bully name. His name was Derek. That's one of those names. Like, well, you name your kid Derek, they're gonna be a bully. And he would sit next to me on the bus, and he would say, "You want to fight?" And then he'd hit me in the arm. "You want to fight? Boom! You want to fight? Boom!" And that was the bus ride to school.
That sucks, dude.
And I'd say,
like, every day?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd say, no, I don't. In fact, talking about it right now, I swear to God, my shoulder is hurting. It's like this weird, I'm not making that up, it's like a weird,
like a phantom pain.
Psychosomatic response. Yeah. Just talking about the experience,
oh,
I can feel
funny.
It.
That's funny. Even though it was like 30 years ago.
Yeah. And my answer was always the same. No, I don't want to. Why would it? No, I don't want to. Want to fight? Poof. Want to fight? Poof. And I got punched just because I was sitting there.
Mm.
But there's always a good story behind why someone just got punched.
I've got a good one, but a bizarre one.
You're on the Man Cave on WMAY.
Hey, Johnny. Hey. Hey, I can understand why they would want to punch you, Johnny. Yeah. Everyone has seen your baby pictures, and you're kind of begging for it.
Yeah, no, I know. No, believe me, I don't deny that.
My whole thing was I got punched because I had to punch the liberal jackass who was talking to me first.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, well, that tends to happen, doesn't it?
I did really think a fist fight was going to break out in the studio.
It was close. It was close.
That was
I was getting boiled, man. I was
One of you was going to punch the other, and I wasn't sure who was going to throw it.
I'm just glad you told him to get the...
Just get out.
Just get the F out!
We're trying to do a funny show here for the next couple and a half hours.
Uh-huh. Well, Johnny, for me, one reason is because I've never actually been in a physical fight with anybody outside of my older brother. I mean, my older brother, of course, we'd get into fights all the time.
That's what older brothers are for.
Yeah, you know, we throw each other around. Get off the internet! I'm trying to get on the internet! No, you get off the phone! I want to get on the internet! And we throw each other around and, you know, bash a hole in the wall or something. But one time, I've never been in an actual fight. One time, I was in the back seat of a Ford Festiva. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen those things?
Sure.
They look like a roller skate.
Right.
And my buddy Nick, who's a good, you know, who's the brother of my good friend Travis, he's driving. So we're really young. He just got his license. He's driving my mom's Ford Festiva for some reason. I'm not sure why. But, you know, he's driving around. We go to the Hardee's drive-thru. And I said, you know, give me a milkshake. Order me a milkshake. Nick, give me a milkshake. And he's ordering, you know, some burgers and fries. I'm like, Nick, give me a milkshake. Give me a milkshake. He didn't order me a milkshake. I'm like, dude, give me a milkshake. Nick turns around and socks me right in the eye. Completely uncalled for. I didn't anticipate it. He didn't seem to be angry. But afterwards, he just burst into laughter. And my contact popped out. It was a horrible situation. You know, and like bygones be bygones. He's still a good friend, but still, I mean, it's like, why? Why did that just happen?
Did he ever say what set him off? Is it because he forgot to say please? Is he that kind of a guy?
No, I think it was just
you manners.
It could have been a combination of that and also, you know, me just being persistent and wanting a GD milkshake. Yeah. I just wanted the milkshake, and he wouldn't order me a milkshake. I had money for it.
Ah. Right.
But yeah, that's the last time I was actually punched.
Yeah. There's usually, and I think that happens more often than not where people get punched for reasons that don't really deserve a punching.
Right.
It just seems to be some sort of a caveman reaction of I'm now mad and the only thing I can do is ball up my fist and just
and swing it right in your general direction. Wherever it hits, it hits. Incredible.
Yeah. Bar fights are always funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Because those usually are the ones that are the least justified.
Mm-hmm.
They're alcohol-fueled.
Yep.
And you're never really sure. I always like the drunk people who get offended even though you haven't said something offensive. Yeah. Can I take a napkin for that? What?
Yeah.
Oh, you think a napkin. You think you want a napkin. That's
you
what you
just
think?
Offended me and my family. I'm
and that's how these bar fights
you.
Start.
Yeah. You can see them, like, you know, getting their chest puffed out.
That's how it begins. Yeah, the chest goes out. And
they're always trying to prove something to somebody. Even if it's the chick that he's had eyes for all night, but she's, you know, not even looking in his general direction. He's got to get her attention somehow. So why not start a bar fight?
And so, yeah, he's up on you, and the eyes aren't quite, you know, both pupils aren't going at the same time. They're not in sync with each other. They're just up and down and sideways.
But when the shirts come off...
Somebody reaches over their back and pulls it over their head. Yeah. Maybe their hands are flailing.
Jeez.
Fights in real life never, ever, ever, never look like they do in the movies.
No, no, not
at
all.
I mean, you people are swinging and they're hitting people with the, you know, the inside of their wrist. And I mean, it just, I think everybody sucks at fighting.
One thing that I find fascinating, there's a phenomenon on Facebook of people sharing cell phone video fights, right? Stuff that it could be at a high school. It could be, you know, one of the big ones is a kind of a husky kid taking a little twig of a bully and picking him up and slamming him down, you know, little things like that. I saw one. It had to have been somewhere over in the UK. Some high school age kids. One goes up to the other and just starts flailing, and the other one's, you know, blocking the swings. He wasn't really even punching. He was, like, doing weird karate chops. And no real connection. The two are kind of just tossing each other around. They're not even getting any contact.
No.
One guy grabs the dude's hoodie and starts swinging him around. This is what's funny. This is what's funny, because he's got his hand tied up in the dude's hoodie, and he breaks his finger. All right?
Wow.
So he doesn't break his finger by punching the dude square in the nose. He breaks his finger by trying to toss him around like a rag doll with his hoodie.
That's not a very good fight story.
So they stop, and the guy holds up his finger, and it's broke. Well, the guy he was attacking is standing right there, and he looks at it in such disgust that he throws up. And he's just like, a couple of times, and the people around are just laughing. They don't even understand what they just experienced, but... no punches actually connect, and one guy ends up with a broken finger and the other one's throwing up.
Because if you watch TV shows, a cop show or a movie or something, it would lead you to believe that with one good square clock on the jaw, not only can you knock somebody off their feet, you can knock them unconscious.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know that that can really happen. Can you really knock somebody out by just punching them in the face?
Not in the face. I think it's somewhere like in the jaw, because it happens a lot with... MMA.
Yeah, but they know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, and a lot of times in shows and movies, you got the Billy Badass cop who knows just where to sock somebody, and they're out. Doesn't matter if that person has a gun. They are just, once they get a punch in, they're done.
But I have never in all my life, and I've seen this happen a dozen times where, some little scuffle breaks out in a bar. I have never actually seen a good fight.
You've never seen a knockout.
And I've certainly never seen anybody get knocked out.
Wow.
It's just, people's arms start going like windmills, and they just figure the faster I move my hands, somebody's going down.
We haven't even talked about women fights yet.
Well, they know what they're doing.
They get the hair in their hands, and they don't let go.
They fight for keeps.
They do fight for keeps.
Somebody's not going. It's like a dog fight. Somebody's not coming out alive.
And a lot of times they're fighting for keeps, and sometimes people don't keep their clothes. I've seen some videos where some women they get buck naked and they start rolling around in a gas station parking lot just slamming on each other. It's ridiculous.
Do you got any links you want to send to me? 629-7970. Why did you get punched? Particularly if it was for some just absurd reason that nobody can really explain. Mm-hmm. We got a little veered off on bar fights there, but I'm just trying to think of the number of times that I've seen things break out where you go, okay, that was really, there was no reason for it to get to that level.
Just uncalled for.
So if you got one, give us a call at 629-7970. And then coming up in about an hour, we're expected to get a visit from Penny Poison of Deja Vu. So hold on to something.
Yeah.
If you don't like the...
Why did you get punched?
For me, it was when I went up to Buzz Aldrin and tried to get him.
Now that's a real life punch that was awesome. He actually did connect.
And you know what? Dude deserved it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Was it Buzz Aldrin or was it Neil Armstrong?
Yeah,
it was Buzz Aldrin.
You say it now, I gotta find it.
Yeah, you gotta find that. Oh, for people who aren't aware of this particular incident, holy cow, is it funny. Essentially, there's some guy who claims that we never went to the moon, and he's got all this research to back it up.
Like one of your buddies that would do
right,
that.
Right. And then he decided to go hunt down the people who claim to have took a step on the moon. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he's got a camera person with him to get this wonderful interaction, a moment of truth on video so that the world can see and have the lie exposed.
Yeah.
And I forget what the Jamoke's name is.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
that's how relevant he is mm-hmm. today.
But yeah, he says I'm gonna. I forget what he. Well, he asks a question. Let's see if it's in here. And I'm.
Petal black. If ever thought of saying I misrepresented myself.
Away from me. You're a coward and a liar.
God, he sounds like one of our
wow.
callers.
Is that Crime Fighter?
Yeah. Sounds like. So, for heaven's sakes, they had to put a stupid music bit.
Of course they did. But yeah, he goes up to Buzz Aldrin with a Bible, mm-hmm. right?
And he's like... Yeah, he says, swear on this Bible that you actually walked on the moon.
Oh, my gosh.
And Aldrin just...
You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling the kettle black, if I ever thought of it. Saying
I misrepresented
myself.
Will you get it away from me?
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
Nice. Oh my gosh! Listen, I don't care how old the you know advanced Air Force pilot is. You don't go up to him and call him a coward and a thief and yeah. not expect to get socked. That's too far.
Black, if ever thought
God, that does sound like Crime Fighter.
It does. It does.
You get it away from me. You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
And a thief. And a thief.
Yeah. Wow. Good for him, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good for
I still don't think we landed on the moon.
Oh,
but
God.
Buzz Aldrin did a good job, man.
Now I'm going to punch you. Idiot. More of the Man Cave on the way. Jim Leach first. Welcome back to the Man Cave on News Talk 970 WMAY. Depend on us. Full cast now, Mike Windmacher.
Yeah. Oh,
in,
yeah,
in studio.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm going to have to write you a tardy slip, sir.
I think you do. I got caught in the hallway by the superintendent there, and, you know.
We're going to have to sit you close to Penny Poison when she comes in. That's your punishment.
That's going to be interesting.
I know. It is.
She's got that split tongue thing going
yeah.
on. And if she can move each part independently.
You know she can.
Oh, God. That's going to be it's going to be like sitting next to Predator or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. Gonna...
I'm sure she'll be delightful.
Not saying she won't be delightful, but for the first, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's one of those things. The first few times, and be like, oh, wow.
We need to print out some tongue twisters for her and see.
Oh,
if it...
yeah. We need to get
twist your tongue.
If there's any single, well, I think she. I don't know if she's with a man or whatever, because like we could reenact and see if she has like a species kiss. Where, you know, from that movie where...
Oh, my gosh,
you
yeah.
know? I mean, that would just be bizarre.
Yeah. With that chick who's really hot, but then she was like some crazy...
Natasha Henstridge?
Yeah.
Wow, I think they made like two or three of those movies.
That takes it back a bit, man.
Yeah, it does.
Because I imagine it has to somehow affect your speech, doesn't it?
We'll see. I'm
am
sure
I,
we'll
am
find
I,
out.
Am I losing my mind? Yeah.
Well, no, you think she's going to have a little bit of a lisp?
No, I don't know. I mean,
if she's able to move them both independently of each other, don't you think she could concentrate on making sure they stay together so she could talk? No, and then
I really don't know anything about
this. I think
these
are all questions yeah. that yeah. we should hold off on.
Yeah,
until
write these down.
Yeah, exactly. I want to know, does one go cross-eyed every once in a while? Just kind of go over the other one like without you even knowing? Or?
Is blood an organ?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you deal with straws? What if it gets caught in the middle there? I just
Which one's your index lit tongue?
A valid question. All right. Well, so Greg, if I understand correctly, you and your fiance bought a Blu-ray player.
Yeah. We had talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, and, welcome to 2007.
I know,
hey,
right?
I just recently got one for this past yeah. Christmas. So.
Like a new one? Like
yeah.
like never before had a
never
Blu-ray.
Never before had a Blu-ray.
All right, good. So we're both in the same boat.
You know what? I don't think I have one now.
You don't
that
have
you
a Blu-ray.
It.
My problem.
I'm mocking you, and I don't think I have one.
My problem was
maybe I do. I don't know.
My problem was
that's so stupid. It's so stupid. I don't know.
My problem was that the DVD player that I had was also a recordable DVD player.
Oh,
so,
sure. Yeah.
So it's like I could record stuff off the television, put it on DVD quality. So Blu-ray doesn't have that capability. I was waiting for a recordable Blu-ray, never came out.
Yeah.
So finally, I was just like, you know what? I need a Blu-ray player. Is yours obviously? Wireless, and you can get on the internet via
yeah,
your Blu-ray
it's,
player.
Yeah, it's got the apps built in, like the
yeah,
Netflix,
yeah, exactly.
and YouTube's,
yeah.
which is the Amazons, and
that's
all that
a nice
stuff.
Little feature to
because
have.
Because what we were content and just having the old DVD player, then it started acting up. We have a smart TV; it's a Sony Google TV, but we bought that
3.5 years ago.
Oh, well, it's so not so now, smart anymore.
So now it's turned into a dumb TV.
Yeah.
Takes forever to boot up.
Yeah.
None of the apps on there are supported anymore by Google or Sony. So, like, the YouTube app has reverted back to, like, 1997. It's ridiculous.
But you can get to MySpace, though, right?
No, not even that.
Tom's like, out there with his fat thumb up going, hey, I still got a friend.
I have to go back to the old hamster dance website. So, you know, we figured, let's just get a new device to plug into this, because it's a high-definition television. It's just a smart TV. So we can bypass the smart TV aspect of it with a more updated device. And we figured, why not? We'll bite the bullet and get a Blu-ray. Well, she purchased one for my birthday. And I open up the box, and I'm thinking, it's been a long time since I've opened up a new electronic like that. And I'm thinking, is it going to come with the equivalent of Mario Brothers? You know, where you get a new Nintendo Entertainment System. It comes with Mario Brothers or some kind of package, right?
Right.
I was hoping that this Blu-ray player would come with something
a cool movie that you could test it out with.
Right away,
yeah, I
you know?
You.
Like, you could see how awesome the Blu-ray quality is, but it didn't. I was so disappointed, so now I'm in this conundrum. What's the first Blu-ray that I should purchase?
But quickly, before we get to that, back to the other thing.
Yeah.
You can still try it out because it does stream video. You do know that, right? So they give you, I mean, you got a Netflix account. You can watch Netflix in high definition.
But that's not going to be high definition.
Yes, it is.
Oh, they've got 4K movies on there now.
Yeah. It's going to be, it's high definition.
I don't
know
if my internet connection has the juice to make that happen.
That's your
though.
Problem.
Yeah, that's your problem.
Well, but no, so the question is, okay, you want a really... Like when you get a new car.
Yeah.
Let's take her out and open her up.
Yeah. I want to be loud.
Give me a movie that looks amazing to really test your Blu-ray.
Yes. That's what I'm looking for. I need something. Could it be action-adventure?
Yes.
Could it be something old?
First,
what was it, Avatar? Wasn't that supposed to be really
internal? First one that I, obviously, for my Blu-ray... was Guardians of the Galaxy, and it was outstanding.
Oh, wow, yeah, but that would
outstanding.
Be.
Outstanding. I would highly recommend.
I did want to see that.
I would highly recommend Guardians of the Galaxy.
I have to go pick that up.
That'd be a cool one.
But I thought, you know, we had just watched, because when I buy movies, I want to buy a movie that I know I'm going to watch over and over again. We just watched...
Oh, great, documentary and Blu-ray, great.
Well, you know, you never know. We just watched St. Vincent with Bill Murray. Fantastic movie. Came out not too long ago, but I suggested to Megan, let's get that. I mean, it's something I would watch over and over again.
But do you...
Not really testing the
abilities
of
exactly. Blu-ray. Oh, wow, look at Bill Murray's horse.
Right.
Boy. God, he's got some...
So that was quickly poo-pooed by Megan as well, because she said, well, it needs to be spectacular.
Yes.
We need something that just really shows us how awesome this new Blu-ray player is.
Yes.
You are on the Man Cave. Hello.
You should try the old classic Clockwork Orange and Blu-ray.
Ooh.
It is awesome.
You know, I mentioned another Kubrick movie, 2001.
Right.
And even though that was made in 1968, it looks amazing in high def.
Yes.
That's a good idea. That's not a bad idea. I am always amazed how good... a movie like something like 2001, which again, this is late 60s, we barely got any sort of special effects technology. Beautiful.
Yeah.
May I suggest, to really bring out the vibrance of the Blu-ray, may I suggest Flash Gordon? Because the.
the production. The one from the 70s? Jeez. Hello.
Yeah, I think that what you really should do is look into a good 70s classic porn selection.
Porn?
I forgot to dissuade people from saying Debbie Does Dallas.
Exactly.
I forgot.
Yeah.
My usual rule whenever we talk about movies is don't call and say Behind the Green Door or Debbie Does Dallas, because we know you're going to say it. So.
By the way, you don't want that in high definition.
No, of course
not. Well, and one of the things that I'm also concerned with, the old school porn and even like 2001, that was filmed on a totally different media. I want to almost, get something that's new, that's filmed in high def.
I like Guardians of the Galaxy. That's a great idea.
But I also don't want something that's too heavy on CG.
Right.
Because for some reason, all that stuff just looks flat to me.
No, not anymore. No, they've come a long way.
Yeah.
I don't know, since Transformers 2, when I saw it at the drive-in? Horrible movie?
Well, you saw it... God bless the drive-in. I love it.
Oh, I love the drive-in, too. I just don't like big CG movies on the drive-in. Stupid hero movies on the drive-in.
They're better in HD.
You're on the Man Cave, hello.
Yeah, try Jaws or the helicopter attack scene in Apocalypse Now.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Apocalypse Now would be good.
Do you have surround sound, too?
No, we just bought a couple of cheap computer speakers.
Oh, okay.
Plugged it in. We're not too fancy, Mike.
Because surround sound with that helicopter scene would probably be pretty sweet.
That would be
May good. Also suggest Pacific Rim.
That's kind of recent, isn't it?
Because I saw Pacific Rim in IMAX 3D.
Okay.
And good lord!
But I don't have IMAX 3D. I just have a it's a refurbished Blu-ray player at that.
Wow, she went all out for your birthday.
She did. She really did.
She got a garage sale.
We're on a budget, Johnny.
Hey, here's a refurbished Blu-ray on our old smart TV.
Oh, that's awesome.
Whatever you get is not going to look that great. Yeah. I'm just going to say.
That's a weird phenomenon of, you get a new piece of audio equipment or a new piece of video equipment, and your first inclination is, the first thing I do to it, I want it to be amazing.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, I haven't even plugged it in yet.
I still haven't.
Got it on Monday. I haven't even, hooked it up.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't. The TV we have right now has a capability of going 3D. Mm-hmm. You put your glasses on and stuff.
Right.
And the Blu-ray player we got also will play 3D Blu-ray movies. But I have not tried that as of yet.
One thing I think I might do, because this was the movie I watched in transition from VHS to DVD. That was The Matrix.
Okay.
Because that was right around the time where, the big switch was happening from VHS to DVD. And it was amazing just to see the difference between the VHS and the DVD of The Matrix.
Maybe a Blu-ray of The Matrix?
Maybe.
Don't want to break your heart. A lot of CGI in The Matrix.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't really bend over and get and miss a bullet by inches.
No, all that's actually really filmed.
The
bullet CG, but his actions and movements were that bullet film type of technique. Right. So,
but
you
can't really hang in the air while the camera pans around him.
That's
computer
true.
Did that.
Now, and I mentioned to Johnny earlier also, I don't want something that's heavy on CG. Mm-hmm. I'm almost thinking, nature type of films, like documentaries, I guess you could say. But
We did talk about off the air those Disney movies that have come out every couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Monkey Kingdom is one right now. Yeah. It will be at the drive-in this weekend.
Oh, will it really?
Yeah.
I bet those are pretty spectacular, I would imagine, in DVD.
Probably.
Or a Blu-ray.
Yeah. Disney will do a
I think
good
so,
job.
Too. Yeah. Especially on a high-def TV with the full capabilities and... Oh, my gosh. I would imagine it's going to be gorgeous. Like underwater shows and mm-hmm. space shows even. I know space shows are going to be a lot of CG, but still. I could watch some Neil Tyson Degrassi talk about life.
I thought you were about to say Neil Armstrong.
Pretty sure it's Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually Neil Degrassi Junior High.
Yeah.
It's his name. That's actually the name.
By the way,
by.
I watched his Universe series or whatever. I watched his Cosmos series, a few of them. One thing I've realized is he has the tendency to say something so just incredibly magnificent with the look on his face like he just porked your mom.
Have you seen someone with that face before?
Well, no. I mean, not necessarily, but...
How long have you been holding up that punchline?
Yeah.
How long have you been sitting on that?
The face where he just porked your mom.
That was the stupidest thing. Well, maybe not the stupidest thing.
I mean, it is Bishop. Stupid and difficult is his nickname.
Really? How long have you been waiting to say on the radio?
I don't know if I've ever said pork.
Neil, why did you say?
Because every time I see it, it's
all
just
right.
like...
Oh. Like, no, Greg, explain yourself.
You know it'd be great? Gravity.
Ooh, yeah.
Have you seen
Gravity? We just watched Interstellar, too, and that would probably also be
Is that
be
the Sandra
good.
Bullock one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good.
George Clooney, is that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Admittedly, all CGI.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is pretty nice.
Beautiful.
How was Interstellar, by the way?
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
It
was a little rushed. It was a little hurried, but fantastic concepts.
I feel like I'm going to get a little bored with it. That's a lot of thinking
good.
Going on there.
It's pretty good.
Any topic is better than Bishop saying Neil deGrasse Tyson porked your mom.
Depend on News Talk 970 WMAY.
It's amazing what some people post on Facebook.
Yeah, it is.
It's the Man Cave on News Talk 970 WMAY.
That's right. Butane in my veins.
Sorry. Okay.
Busting. What all of a sudden we got a karaoke battle?
This is as long as we don't look like Doofus. Who's that? The late night guy that everybody's enamored with? I forgot his name. Thank you. I've already forgotten his name. That's how much I care.
See, I don't mind lip sync battle. I think it's.
It can be funny.
Yeah, it can be funny. Have you watched the entire show of lip sync battle yet from Spike TV?
No, huh?
It's actually. They could. The show really could just be about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. They stretch it out to a half hour.
Of course they do.
I've seen chunks of it.
Yeah,
and it's funny in that, but I can't hang for very long.
The first round is unnecessary because they just perform like in the clothes they're wearing. It's the second round where they do the entire like big performance piece.
Right.
That's when the hilarity
interpretive
hits.
Dance.
John Krasinski from The Office was one of the guys who started the like. Show and the whole lip sync battle thing.
Which one
was
he?
He was Jim from The Office.
I was going to say.
So it all started when he invited people over for a dinner party and they did the whole thing. His performance, he did Proud Mary, complete with the Tina Turner silver dress, and he did the dance and everything.
That's funny.
So yeah, it was pretty good stuff. It all depends on who the contestants are. So
Jimmy Fallon's formula is let's get some kitschy pop culture from 1994 and rehash it, and it'll become viral.
Right.
Yeah, he does a great job. Like he's good at that. He's a horrible interviewer, horrible with his monologue.
Yep.
But man, he understands the digital generation.
I don't think that's necessarily him understanding that. Well, he's got a whole team of writers.
Yeah.
He's just some fool up there laughing at his own jokes.
They all have writers and producers, but I mean, it's just this weird formula of how many throwback things can he do?
Right.
And
hey, Kevin Bacon's here.
Yeah, he's just Footloose.
Oh man, Full House is coming back. You remember that, guys?
It does get fatiguing.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good Jimmy Fallon impersonation.
Yeah.
You knocked that one out of the park.
No,
yeah.
I think that was spot on. I thought he came in the room.
I thought for a second he did.
God.
Just got done porking Bishop's mom.
Can we promise among the three of us that will never be said again?
That'll never be uttered again, no! Oh, it's too funny.
Right now, Bishop's dad, Pious Bishop, is going, how's he know what that looks like?
I've never met that Mike character in my entire life.
Oh, that's awesome.
Does he know something I don't?
No.
It's not cool, guys. He's got cameras in my bedroom or something. All right.
Oh.
News is coming up next. Penny Poison due to join us at 10:30. Don't go away.
Johnny, the Pope has a family. Did you know that?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I.
What, did you think it came from an egg?
Well, I don't know.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo.
I'm Pep.
Right on.
Baby.
Right on. Hot pants.
The Man Cave. Bleh. On News Talk 970 WMAY, depend on us. Man Cave is brought to you by Writings Plumbing. We are the plumbing company you can trust and rely on.
This hour, Bishop on Air, brought to you by Springfield Welding and Auto Body. Not a goal to be the biggest or fanciest, but a goal to be the best for your vehicle's body.
You got the honk honk ready for when Penny Poison's in here?
Oh, that's right.
I hate when you're unprepared.
Yeah,
and
I gotta have that pulled up there.
I would hate down. The first time we say boobs when she's in here, not
true.
To get the
That's true. We're expecting a visit from Penny Poison, who is appearing at Deja Vu. She had a show last night, and then tonight and tomorrow as well. We'll learn a little bit more about her. And this is, if you're into, like, crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She's
the top.
I don't want to offend her, but would you say that she is maybe like the Steve-O? Of the entertainer world.
Interesting.
That's an interesting question.
Like, I don't want to offend her,
right?
Because I know there's much.
Steve-O's pretty awesome.
She's much right, but like
he's extreme.
Right, he's extreme. But
he
doesn't
care about his body. He just tears it up.
He doesn't have the training as far as dance and stuff goes would have. So there's much more skill involved, what she does. But there's also a portion.
Steve-O
also much
more boobs involved.
Exactly.
I don't know. We'll learn a lot.
Yeah, we will.
As we always do.
Countdown 19 minutes.
I've got nothing. What did you guys say? Please, help us out here.
I was going to say, I thought this, okay, this to me seems kind of interesting here. Normally we always talk about, you know, dudes surveyed and as far as who they think is the sexiest women and that kind of stuff. Well, this time around, a survey of more than 66,000 women in the U.S., they asked U.S. women, where are the sexiest dudes at?
Oh.
Where? Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, like, what country are the sexiest dudes from?
Okay.
Like, is it America?
So these are Americans determining which country's the sexiest male population.
Where do you think they pick?
Italy.
No.
Good guess.
Seventh out of 10.
Scandinavia. There's something about those broad eyebrows.
The Danes, who I believe are Scandinavian.
I don't know. I can't get those skinny countries all at the same time.
They really... We looked that up one time, but they really do. The Danish were number 9.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Argentinians. I'm trying to think of somebody swarthy.
The Argentinians weren't even on the list. They weren't even in the top 10.
What does swarthy mean?
You know, like tall, dark, and handsome. Swarthy.
No.
Kind of a dark...
Yeah, swarthy something different though.
Sounds bad.
Swarthy to me is more like the guys who are at the mall that like have the lotion for the ladies. Like, hey, I got some lotion for you. Would like to try some on? They're swarthy.
Like to try some on.
let me lotion your hands.
The definition is dark skinned, olive skinned, dusky, or tanned.
Okay. Oh wow,
swarthy.
See, I always thought French guys are kind of swarthy.
How do you spell that?
S W A R T V Y.
Okay.
You know, like I'm trying to think of somebody like George Hamilton.
Yes, yes, that would be the perfect embodiment.
Swarthy.
Where's Clooney from? Isn't he from like some?
Clooney is also swarthy, I think.
Yeah, but he's a little swarthy.
But he's from some island that's only got like 5,000 people on it or something ridiculous like that.
I don't recall that in his bio.
I don't know.
Maybe you can add it to Wikipedia and make it true.
Yeah, I guess. France.
French didn't even make the top 10.
Greece.
Wow. Greece.
Again, swarthy people in Greece.
Yeah, there go one in it.
Greece is swarthy.
Swarthy to me is tan, chest hair, and like big gold medallion.
No, I don't think that's right. I think it's a compliment.
I don't think it is. I think it may have been back in the day, but I don't think anymore.
It has a negative connotation.
Yeah, I think it does now.
I think that's right.
I think it does now. I think if someone come to me and go, yeah, you look a little swarthy, I'd be like, how dare you?
I'm siding with Windmacher on this.
That's rare.
First known use, 1587.
Yeah, back then it was a compliment.
Yeah, back then it was fine.
2015, not so much.
No. 500-year-old word about somebody's complexion.
Yeah, back in the 1500s, yeah, you look swarthy. Yeah. It was kind of like our version of swall back in the day, you know?
I think I would take that as a compliment.
I don't think I would.
As an Italian-American, if somebody said, now there goes a swarthy man, I'd be okay with that. Hello, we'll ask Penny Poison when she gets here.
Yeah.
You're on the Man Cave.
Well, another word for swarthy would be swashbuckling.
See, I would
accept that, too.
Yeah, that's better. That's much better.
I think that's a more adept and complete description.
Yeah. Yes.
Is Mechanicsburg down there?
Errol Flynn types.
Yes.
Let's go back into free sound movies, and we'll talk about swashbuckling. Thanks.
Thanks, Herbie.
Yeah, swashbuckling. Now, that's a good descriptive word. I would love to be called swashbuckling. Swarthy, not so much.
What about Egypt?
Egyptians, not on the list. Not in the top 10.
What about Jordanians?
Not in the top 10.
Anybody in the Middle East?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I had to think about things. I'm not very good in geography.
Qatarian.
But...
Yemenis.
Yeah. I wish it was.
I had some of that on a sandwich the other day.
I think
you should put a little spread of little Yemenis on there, please?
I can just see that because I can see women going, oh, he is Yemenis. I could eat him up. He is so Yemenis.
You know that's right, Susan.
Yeah, put him on a sandwich. Mmm, Yemenis.
Saudi?
No.
No Saudi Arabians?
No. Mm.
Jewishness?
Jewish is...
No Jewishness.
From the country of Jew?
From that, from where the Jews are?
I don't know why I couldn't come up with Israel for some reason.
Look at that Jew country over there right on the map. The country of Jew. You know what I'm talking about. That one right there.
Don't mix them with the Yemenis.
No. That'll go bad in 2 weeks.
You put that on the side. You don't want to mix that together.
You're on the Man Cave. Hello.
Oh, this is what I live for. Scotch or Welch?
Scotch or Welch?
Yes.
Brosnan, Sean Connery.
Oh, yeah, wow. The Scottish are number 6.
Wow.
Number 6 on the list.
Not
Thank
very,
very much.
Swarthy there, though. Yeah. They're very pale.
Yeah, and they've got bad teeth, too.
The Scotch.
Spain?
Or the Welsh.
Yeah,
Spain number 10.
Spain number 10.
The Spanish in number 10. Germans aren't very sexy.
No, they're not at all.
They're just mad.
What are you looking at? We go to the dinner now.
Man. What do you want? So far you got...
Brazilian?
Nope. Spanish at 10, Danish 9, Scottish 6, English is 5th, so we'll throw that
in
there.
That's all one big thing.
And then that's all we've gotten off the list so far. You're missing 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
America? Is America on the list?
America!
Number 4.
Oh, there you go.
So okay. American women think American dudes are only the 4th sexiest.
Yeah, right. We're a nice mixture of sex, swarthy and pale.
But two of the ones in front of us, I'm not quite sure about.
Okay. Australia?
They're number 2. I would say, yeah. Come on, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
I mean, Crocodile Dundee. He was a swarthy individual.
Yeah, yes, he was.
He was.
He'd been pretty awesome, too.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so Australia, 2.
All right, so what are we missing?
Number three.
They're not counting Australia.
Number 7 and number 8.
They're not counting Australia and New Zealand as two different places, are
no,
they?
They're
okay,
not.
Good,
no, they're
that,
not.
That bothers me. I know they are, but that's just too much.
Nigerian?
Number 8.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
All those emails have finally paid off for them.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Yeah, it's a country full of princes.
That's true.
According to the emails you
exactly.
Get. Canada.
Canadians? No, no not
I can't
those.
Imagine that would be Mexicans.
No, not on the list.
I'm just going continent to continent now. Like Colombia, Chile.
A Chilean?
Yeah.
Can I get a Chilean with the size of Yemenis, please? Could that be possible? That sounds like a,
so
can I supersize
Yemenis.
That?
Yemenis.
So far, it's Spanish number 10, Danish number 9, Nigerian number 8. Scottish 6th, English 5th, American 4th, Australian 2nd.
Philippine?
No.
Icelandic?
No. I'm running out of continents here. I can't...
Don't make me give you the boot in
India?
One of them.
I said Italy, didn't I?
Japan? No, you said Greece.
Japan?
Italy.
No, Italy, yes. Italy Italian's number 7.
Well, that's
number
a given.
Seven. Yeah. Because you swore... You
look
swore
at me.
You're swarthy people.
Japan, China...
Nope.
Korean.
Nope.
Crete.
The Cretans? Yes, the Cretans are number 1.
The Atlanteans.
Women find Cretans most. And you know what? You go out to a bar on a Friday night and you'd say yes. Cretans are the most
There's
sexy.
There's all kinds of Cretans.
They are.
You're on the Man Cave. Hello.
Hey, guys. How about Brazilian...
No, Brazilian's not on the list. I thought there was something more there. I thought there was a wax joke he was going for, but
it was going somewhere, but it just escaped him.
Left it hanging there. Hello, you're on the Man Cave.
Yeah, Putin never has his shirt on, so how about Russian?
The Ruski's not on the list. No one finds a Von Drago.
The whole Cold War thing is still holding over into these women's...
I'm looking for number 3 and number 1. Number 1 is shocking to me.
Afghanistan?
No.
India?
No, close. Pakistani number 3.
Is number 3.
What? Yes. Wow. That is the sexiest. According to 66,000 women surveyed here in the U.S.
Number 1.
You're
Alaska?
Missing. Is not a country.
It's part of the U.S.
It's still, although I don't think it should be, but it is still part of us.
Alaska Man is it's a pretty popular magazine.
It's our dangling participle of our entire United States.
Man, this is tough.
Because it was shocking to me when I was like, really?
Yeah.
South Africa?
Number 1? No.
Where's Morocco?
Their own country,
yeah.
I believe.
It is. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But where? I mean, is it by Alaska or is it by...
The Moroccans.
I thought that was a city. Hello, you're on the Man Cave.
Italian?
That's number 7.
Number 7, yeah.
Yeah, Spanish was 10, Danish 9, Nigerian 8, Italian 7, Scottish 6, English 5, American 4, Pakistani 3, Australian 2. Number 1 is...
Oh, jeez.
We already went through Poland.
No.
Irish?
Ding,
Irish.
Ding.
Shut, really?
The Irish.
Shut
the
up.
The U.S. women find the Irish men the sexiest in the world.
Okay. Aren't Irish men kind of gingery?
They are gingery.
Well, and is it because of Prince What's-His-Nuts with the with the red hair?
Prince What's-His-Nuts is actually English, I believe.
Yeah,
I don't think
but
he's Irish.
But he's all red-haired. And
yeah, but that, he'd still be English, not Irish, Prince What's-His-Nuts.
So the sexiest men
are
gingers. Gingery leprechauns.
So. Yeah, gingery leprechauns women love.
That love alcohol.
I think it's because of, like, that Trevor McKidd guy.
Yeah,
or,
and the singer.
Sam Smith?
Sam Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the lady's barking up the wrong tree there.
Right.
They may find, Ed Sheeran. No, you
Ed
think Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, okay. Sam, yeah, Sam Smith also, I think, of some type of English or Irish descent.
Yeah.
Mm.
So the Lucky Charms guy, women find very sexy.
Yes.
Irish, topping the list.
Huh. Is it the accent? I'm not quite sure.
I don't know what I'm more surprised by, that the Irish are number one or that Nigerians even made the list.
What are Mumford and Sons? Are they Scottish?
Oh, they're Irish.
They are Irish.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Stupid hipster boots.
God. Yeah, with their beards and their guitar playing and their Lucky Charms.
You women fall for the stupidest things. You're just
God,
not very
do.
Bright.
God, they do. What? Just, the fact that John Mayer has gotten laid so many times.
God.
That just shouldn't happen. I mean, the guy looks like he hasn't been regular for 8 months when he plays guitar. Well, and he's still slaying the ladies.
Well, he's also got a track record, too.
Yeah,
a mile
Jennifer
long.
Aniston?
Yeah, oh, man, yeah, I mean, everyone.
Katy Perry?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Debbie Gibson? No,
come
yeah.
on!
I mean, after a while, you go, all right, you're damaged goods. I don't care how cute you are. You're just, you're trouble.
Toast.
You would think women would say, but they're not.
No,
they're not.
No, because here's the thing. They want to be the one, they can change him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So stupid.
That complex. Noah.